Luis, Luis Lopez, LOPEZ, 62081. Mr. Lopez is a 42-year-old gentleman who comes in today with cough. Patient says he didn't sleep all night. He has a large ventral slash umbilical hernia that's been giving him some trouble as well. But that has been known for some time. There's no sign of obstruction. There's no sign of incarceration. There's no sign of strangulation. Period. New paragraph. He's tachycardic. His O2 sat stable. He's COVID negative. He's flu negative. He's alert. He's awake. Do the office stay. Chest X-ray showed what looks like interstitial pneumonia. He did receive rosuvastatin and Decadron, and his heart rate came down to 114 before leaving the office. Period. New paragraph. Past medical problems, none, surgery, none, medications, none, family history, mom and dad alive, no diabetes, no hypertension, allergy, none, COVID immunization, yes. Lives with his wife, doesn't smoke, doesn't drink. He is an operator, and it's under social. And no, and wife was sick earlier, and has two children. 271 pounds on exam, weight's gone up about 10 pounds in the past few months. 96%, 98.8, 16, 140, which came down to 114, pulse 132 over 94, heart positive, small positive, to lungs, fear, bronchi, TMs, are red, post inflammatory, is red, and inflammatory, logical, non focal skin, shows no rash, lower extremity, shows no edema, no Holman sign. Assessment number one, flu negative, COVID negative. Number two, chest x-ray, looks like interstitial pneumonia. Number three, no sign of wedge-shaped deformity. Number four, tachycardia resolving. Number five, my plan is to send patient to the emergency room for a CT of the chest to rule out PE, but he's adamantly against it. Next number, we're going to give him rosuvastatin a gram now, Decadron 8 milligram now. He's going to call me in 4 hours. If he doesn't get any better, he promises to go to the emergency room. Period. New paragraph. At home, he will take Bromfit DM, Z-Pack, and Medrol dose pack. Next number, he doesn't need a nebulizer treatment. Next number, no over-the-counter medication. If he thinks his tachycardia is related to his over-the-counter medication that he took yesterday, which it could be correct, but nevertheless, PE must be ruled out, but he refuses to go to the emergency room. Now, once again, next number, his wife is here. She also is aware of the issues involved here. Next number, he definitely needs evaluation by a sleep specialist. I'm going to refer him to sleep evaluation. Next number, EKG shows tachycardia. Next number, is no sign of PE on EKG. This was reviewed with patient again. Next number, fatty liver noted. Next number, is refer patient to surgeon for repair of the umbilical hernia. Referral made through Bobby, the referral source at the hospital. Next number, EKG reviewed. Next number, chest x-ray as above. Next number, fatty liver noted. Next number, leg pain and arm pain related to most likely musculoskeletal, no DVT again noted. Next number, sleep apnea will be done. Next one is mild RVH seen. Next one is ejection fraction is preserved. Next one is prostate nut with no significant change from last year. Next number is renal ultrasound looks the same as before. Next one is lymphadenopathy in the neck noted. Next number is findings we discussed with patient and wife again. Thank you. Bye-bye.